Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Kella's podcast. There's no intro. We're just going straight into it because it's been a while. It's been a while since like a full-fledged episode. The last episode was pretty small. It was a little bit all over the place. This one's going to be a little bit all over the place. The last episode was 12 minutes, y'all. Usually, like a sweet spot for my episodes. Timing wise is like 30 minutes, 20 minutes, an understanding, but like 30 minutes is the sweet spot. But y'all, I've been going through it and not even going through it in like a bad way. I've been feeling a little like stagnant. I have like episodes that are ready to go with guests, but I'm trying to figure out like when to upload them and to schedule it out and have the bios ready and all these things. And basically, today is not even the day that I record typically, but today, Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, is the new moon in Aries. And I've been hearing so much about this new moon. And like, granted, with any astrology thing, like you hear so much about it. But this feels a little different. This feels like this could be the start of something new, or at least the end of my stagnant energy that was going on. Sorry, a little bit of a water break. So I'm gonna read something from the Chani app, and we're gonna do a little bit intention setting, a little bit grounding, a little bit of like getting back into it. I'm also just all over the place with like the things I need to do. And I'm like, okay, we gotta reel it in. I have goals, intentions. I have visions, dreams that I am trying to accomplish. So it is the time to ground, reconnect, start the things I've been wanting to start, like. I feel that, and I'm going to use this new moon to propel me. Not necessarily even the energies of the new moon, but just like as a time thing, like, okay, we're ready to get back into it. So, from the Chani app, first of all, love the Chani app. If you're ever looking for like an astrology app, Channing is it. CoStar is very problematic if you didn't know. I try to avoid it. The Channing I like. There's also another astrology app, but I kind of forget what it's called. I think it's called Sanctuary. Yeah. Sanctuary. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. But let's get into Channing. Channy. Channy. Not Channing, Channy. Okay, I also do have Sanctuary. I do like that as well. I think though, it does like a horoscope, a tarot card. Okay, I just clicked on the tarot card and I just need to take a breath and pause because it says it's the stars card, which says a breath. A moment to look at the night sky. No matter how rough the storm was, there's a moment of peace now and new wisdom. And I do feel like I've been through like a storm, but not necessarily like very, very bad. Actually, who am I? Who am I kidding? Kind of bad. But like, I'm ready for things to kind of settle now and to just not chill, but to be in this energy that's sure of itself. Basically, I am just like I recently got a reading and I think the way that they explained it was so good, but it's like my brain is full of noodles and very much I feel that way. Very much like all over the place. I need a ground, I need to reconnect with myself and like I need to prioritize my joy and I haven't been doing that. So from the Channing app, it says that the new moon in Aries is asking you to combine passion with practicality. Anywhere you feel called to be a little bit more courageous, particularly around your work and health regimens, Ride your growth edge. It's a potent time to set intentions for finding fulfilling hustles and healers that set your heart ablaze. This illumination isn't just a flaming workhorse, however, it's also a wise guide. Stay alert for hints about where to find what you seek. Okay, and so then it says the moon is also in Aries. Trust your instincts, trust your passion, trust the paths that light your heart on fire, and trust your body when it tells you to rest. I feel like all of this really is coming up for me. And basically I'm in a stage of my life where things feel like they're coming to a head, also in the sense of I feel like I'm really coming to understand what I want in my life and what I want to start centering and prioritizing. And so the things that do not align with that are starting to fall away. But also, the things that I've been working so hard for and I've dedicated so much time and energy and myself into, just feel like they're not in alignment anymore. And that's a hard thing to grapple with. And that's something that I think I need to mourn. And I need to understand that, yes, I could have dedicated so much time, energy, money, again, so much of myself to something that maybe just no longer serves me. And sometimes that's how it is. And I think, we expect, like, if we dedicate so much to something that we just stick to it. But I feel like that can also lead to an unhappiness, and that isn't necessarily the right thing to do, is to just stick to something because we spent a lot of time on it, or stick to something because that was something that we thought that we would be doing. And I don't know what I'm talking about exactly. Like, there's so many things that this could relate to and be about. But for me, I think I'm really learning that it's okay to no longer align with things that maybe you did spend a lot of time with or doing or preparing for. If it doesn't serve you, it doesn't serve you. And sometimes the more resistant we are to acknowledging that, the more resistant we are to letting go, it just ends up making it more difficult for us. And I'm realizing for me, myself too, like, I'm not afraid to change. For example, the retreats, this is like a very small scale example, but the retreat that I'm doing this year has changed and evolved so many times. At first, it was going to be another ancestral healing retreat that was actually supposed to be this week. And I felt really good about it, really excited about it. And then something shifted, and it was just like, no, not yet. And I was so resistant to that feeling. But eventually I connected to it and I listened to it and I changed the date and I changed the intention. So I changed it from ancestral work to more like what I do with catalysts and like decolonizing, deconstructing, and creating safer spaces for not only others, but for ourselves. And I was really like nervous of changing the date. I thought I would present it as like, I thought nobody would want to sign up for it if the date was changed. I don't know. And then as soon as I changed the date, I got a sign up. I was just like, okay, this feels good. And then after that, like, I always knew what I was center, and I knew what the I always knew what the topic of the retreat would be and what we would be connecting to. But it took a while to get the name that I thought really resonated and really portrayed what was going to be happening in this retreat. And so I think I changed the name 3 times. I didn't announce every time I changed it, but I did change the name 3 times. And I changed it to Radical Agency, because I think a lot of the work that we're going to be doing at the retreat is to support and reconnect to our agency in a radical sense, and that use that to propel us in creating these safer spaces and being a part of these safer spaces and understanding like our positionality and our privilege, and also like again our agency and how we can use that agency to impact and influence the culture of spaces that we're occupying. And so I was hesitant again to change the name because I was like, oh, maybe it would be confusing. And you know what? It can be confusing. Two things can be true at the same time. It can be confusing, but it could also be like the right thing to do and something that's more in alignment. And just like the whole thought process with like changing a date and changing the name of something, it was like a really taxing process. It was something that I kept going back and forth on, and I wasn't sure about, and I had so many thoughts about. And in the end, I did it, and I feel a lot better about it. And I feel like I allowed the retreat to kind of evolve, and I allowed pieces to like fall into place. And even though there was some resistance, pushing through that resistance, I have no regrets about. And so that's something that's like a smaller scale, that same energy, I'm trying to replicate it in other spaces that maybe it is harder to kind of navigate. And it's easier to have the resistance, or not even easier to have the resistance, but it's harder to shift and to move into something new, or to leave the things that no longer serve you. And so, with this new moon in Aries, again, not even thinking about the energy, because let's be real, I'm not an astrologist, don't really know too much about astrology. But for me, I want to take this opportunity to really just reset those intentions and like reroute. I don't know if that's a word, I don't think it is, but recenter the intentions that I have for myself and for my life and for my community and for the experiences that I want to create and be a part of. Earlier in the year, I did an episode talking about speaking 2023 into existence. And well, I'm gonna actually maybe listen to that episode tonight, but I kind of want to do something similar of just speaking my intentions to existence with y'all, and like centering and recentering the things that I wanted to create and I want to manifest in my life. And so really speaking to existence, harmony with self and harmony with the various parts of myself that want to show up and want to be acknowledged and want to feel fulfilled. And speaking to existence, success that is tangible for me, success that resonates with me. My definition of success, speaking into existence, opportunities to connect and to be in community and to be compensated for it, whether that's financially or not, but to have an equal energy exchange. Calling to existence a community that's nurturing and compassionate and loving and supportive and giving and raw and honest, calling into existence experiences that center joy, center Black joy, center my joy, center experiences that center holding the faith and holding and connecting to agency, like centering that agency, of course. My year of 2023, I think, is agency, as other words too, but I'm going to add that onto the list. And speaking to to insistence, radical self-love, and not being afraid to put oneself first. I wish a really happy Aries new, I was going to say new year, but new moon for y'all. I hope that, we all can reconnect if you've been feeling a little stagnant or a little lost or a little like your brain is like noodles, like my brain is. I think that's a part of the journey, right? Like we can't have moments of clarity unless we have the moments that are not so clear. And so I'm really excited for this upcoming month and for this the rest of this year. The year is going back by a little bit too fast too, y'all. Like it's March. It's March. It's almost the end of March. But I'm also just ready to embrace all the goodies that are coming our way, not just my way, not just your way, but our way. And I can't wait to celebrate, folks, and to rejoice with them and to really witness all the beauty, the beautiful things that are happening in 2023. Ugh, I just need to ground y'all, but I just wanted to come on and kind of bask in this energy and connect with you and also remind you that I'm so appreciative of this community and the listeners and the folks that listen to this podcast. Oh, I just said that, the listeners, but everyone who connects through this way, and for your patience with me and for still, being there. I'm gonna get it together. I am. And I just wanted to let y'all know that I have not forgotten y'all, and it has been a little wonky, but thank you for bearing with me. And until next time, be the catalyst you never knew you needed. Love you, bye.